On the Saturday afternoon of June 2, 1928, about 40 boys and girls are on the stage of Baltimore City College High School at 33rd in the Alameda, facing a standing-room-only crowd. These young people were here to compete for the title of the best harmonica player in Baltimore City. The contestants vied against one another, playing such standards as St. Louis Blues. The competition came down to a girl, Mary Goodwin, from Forest Park, and a boy, Lawrence Adler, from City College. Miss Goodwin played the popular jazz favorite St. Louis Blues, and with authority, too. And then Lawrence Adler, of 2210 Bryant Avenue, played to everyone's astonishment Beethoven's great classic, Minuet in the Key of G. The judge, Gustav Straub, conductor of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, declared young Larry Adler the winner. Larry Adler went on to become the most famous and undoubtedly the best harmonica player in the world. He played for the legendary dancer Paul Draper. He played in hundreds of concerts around the world. In 1946, renowned and full of riches and honors, he came back to Baltimore and gave a concert at the Lyric Theater. Friends reminded him of the contest he had won in Baltimore 18 years earlier, playing the Beethoven Minuet in the Key of G. At a point in the evening, he came stage front and made a public confession. He said that at City College in that harmonica contest in 1928, he was billed as playing Beethoven's Minuet in the Key of G. He said, "I didn't play that minuet in the Key of G. I played it in C." So here was the greatest harmonica player in the world, who single-handedly elevated harmonica music to the status of classical music, confessing, "He got his start at Baltimore City College by playing Beethoven in the wrong key."